Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Cheers.
Come on. Thank you. Love all of you. Happy hour. Okay, I'm going to say it wrong. Selene.
Oh, you said it perfect.
Selene Luna. Oh, my God. comedian, actress extraordinaire. You are doing... okay, first of all, we talked about our shared love of Margaret Cho.
Yes.
Who is directing your new one-woman show, which will be called Selene Luna. Pretty special. Okay, can we just... I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. So Travis already said, I don't know if I can get the microphone that low for you. And I was already like, oh, you've already fucked up now. Because she is a little person and we're not supposed to point it out.
No, it took.
She goes, I don't know if I can.
You know what? I'm here to point it out. Because I people like me take the brunt of society. So I'm here to be the mouthpiece.
Travis is like, I don't know if I can get that chair any higher. Travis!
We're also standing next to like the tallest person in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
The story of my life.
So I'm like, so I feel awkward.
You're like the Sully. You're the Sully in this
whole. I'm like the terrible person who's giant.
So we're like an eight-piece rushing nesting doll.
Yes.
Missing the seven pieces
right.
In between.
Right.
And you're the last piece.
Yes.
You are delightful. We've already been talking upstairs. So I don't even know where to start. Because your past show, Don't Laugh at Us, and this new show, it is so perfect for the age of Trump and these little MAGA douchebags we just saw taunting people. You're obviously you're Mexican, you're disabled, you're a little person. There is so much bullying. It is provable from studies how much more bullying there is. And they're yelling, build the wall at anybody that looks different, right?
Yes, they are. And I actually have to thank our wonderful president. Because of him, I am doing my show. I've been inspired to pipe up. And because people like me take the brunt of society, I think I already said that.
Right.
But so you've
obviously had a thimble of wine. You're already tanked. Stephanie, I've made the
That's
second
That's
little
all
person
on you.
Joke.
All on you.
Keep them coming. I'm going to put it in my material, put it in my act. But look, someone like me, I'm disabled. I'm a woman, and I'm a Mexican immigrant. So by mere existence, I'm Donald Trump's kryptonite. I would let him grab my kryptonite if I knew it would kill him.
Listen, everyone's getting in the presidential race. Please do it. Please get in the race.
Oh, my God.
Just to see the first thing he says.
I've got nothing to lose. Yeah. Oh, and if he ever catches wind of my comedy special, I'm sure I'll hear an earful from that jerk. So.
All right. So where do we even start with this? So we have our shared... Well, mine's a little creepy, my love of Margaret Cho. She just did Sexy Liberal with me. And I was telling you, I just standing off stage watching, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm working with Margaret Cho. I feel like that word in Hollywood is overused, genius.
But she is genius.
She's just fearless. She's brave. Hollywood almost fucking killed her, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And she just keeps speaking her truth. She keeps, like, speaking her truth about, you know, sexual assault, being a survivor. I mean, just all the stuff she talks about is just... I freaked her out. I started, like, was texting her. I was like, I just want to say, it's such an honor to work with you. I don't mean to sound like a... But you are so... You make me cry. And she was very nice. But she does. She makes me cry.
She makes me cry, too, and she is very nice. I mean, she and I have been friends for a very long time, and we've worked together at various capacities. And but she's the reason I do stand-up comedy. She's the reason that, you know, she's the one person in the entire business who encouraged me to speak my truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the risk of sounding like, you know, a cornball, but, you know, so she mentored me for many years.
Yeah.
And she was my maid of honor at my wedding. I mean, she's, we're a very significant presence in each other's lives. And, but I think we relate to her, to each other in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, she's a real trailblazer and a pioneer for women in comedy.
She's a warrior for anybody that is viewed as different.
Yes, exactly. Right? Exactly. And through her, I got the confidence to speak my truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you doing your Rosie Perez impression? What's that about?
No, I'm like, I
like you to buy in a Zuzu. Subaru Zuzu.
It wasn't intentional. I just feel like a jerk saying, speaking my truth. So I have to make it in a weird voice.
Listen, I'm picking up what you're
putting
down.
It feels a little Dr. Phil to me.
Noted doctor of bullshitology.
Yeah, so I don't know how, but I don't have the other one.
Well, so she's directing your this one woman show. Mm-hmm. We should say it's only one night. So if you're listening here in LA, it's February 2nd at the LGBT Center.
The theater. I think you know the person who it's named after.
Yes, Lily Tomlin, my friend. all proceeds go to the LGBT Center's programs for homeless youth. You have stories about that, about homeless people in your life that have. I mean, tell us your whole. Just tell us your story first of all, because it really is so fascinating. I'm just being James Lipton now. Tell me about your process and where it was formed.
Well, I got a nutshell. It's a long story, but pretty much, I was born in Mexico, mm-hmm. and
build the wall.
Oh, yeah, build
I'm
the
sorry.
Wall.
I am sorry. I live in Donald Trump's America.
Computer says
I can't stop myself.
You know what kills me about building the wall, which is so stupid? It's like everyone's coming in through tunnels.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, and George Lopez said this,
right.
You know, and it's true. And I recently saw a photo of the people going through tunnels.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I'm preaching to the choir and I'm just getting upset.
Right.
But
that's what we're here for. I mean, we drink and we vent about Trump.
No, I mean, if you don't mind my saying, the steel slats would be no match for you. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, please. They'll slip right through.
Right there. Right.
I'm like, honey, I'm already in. It's too late.
Stephanie Louie. All right. We are already like 10 inappropriate jokes in, Travis, and I blame you.
I'm the reason for everything bad in the world because I'm a white male.
Yeah.
But I'm
sorry.
Gay. But I'm
sorry.
Gay. But I'm gay.
It's toxic. Sorry. It's toxic masculinity, man.
That's me.
So I was born in Mexico.
Okay.
And when I was born, because I'm obviously disabled, the doctors told my parents that they asked them if they wanted to keep it. Because back in the day,
nice.
Back in the day, you know, disabled people were considered disposable. So for that reason, my parents decided to come to America. They didn't have money or anything, but they sacrificed everything because they knew somebody like me would not have a future in Mexico.
And would the next most appropriate thing be to say it puts the lotion on its arms or it gets the hose again in my basement? Would that be also inappropriate?
Stephanie Louise Miller.
I'm going to say that's a yes. Okay. Selene.
Yes.
Wait. First of all, so what is your disability? Did they know you were a little person when you were born? Or
I think it was obvious from my physicality. As soon as I was born, they knew.
Right.
So,
listen, can I just say?
Yeah.
Mom, easy fucking birth, shot out of there like a fucking Tic Tac. You're welcome.
Well, that's what you would think, but I was born, I was a breech.
Oh.
So my mom suffered. So,
oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now that makes that joke retroactively even more offensive.
Great. Now you're a jerk, Stephanie.
Well, now I'm a fucking asshole. Now look what I've said.
That's what I've been saying all along.
I just was thinking. Yeah.
But look, getting to the funny.
Yes.
Wait, what was I going to get to? Anyway, it's all fine now. I've been here since I was 3 years old.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be, but I was just, first of all, that is horrifying.
Yeah.
That they thought disabled people. I mean, that's like, sorry, Holocaust-y. Like the,
oh, completely.
But I mean, was it? Do you have a disability, or do they consider being a little person a disability? Is that?
Well, it's all the same. You know, I mean, being little is being disabled.
But you're judged on that from the birth.
Get-go. Yeah, just on based on my appearance alone.
So you were bullied in the vagina.
I was bullied in the vagina.
Yeah, that's special.
I was pushed around by my dad's sperm.
They're like, hey, move over.
Shit's gotten weird. Listen, up in here you. Already.
we already did, we did a sperm story this morning that was already weird.
Oh, I'm late to the party.
Yeah.
Well, there's two. There was one about a guy injecting sperm into his arm because he thought...
What?
It would help his back pain.
He thought it would help back pain.
Okay, and I'm going to vomit.
And then there was another one about how women have male sperm DNA in their brains because...
Because all we think about is dick?
No, because little guys get in there and they just keep going and, until they hit something where they're like, this is cozy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You even know the name of it. It's a...
Medulla oblongata.
Yeah, bless you.
I have a lot of Googling to do when I get home.
Hakuna Matata to you as well. all right. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, your parents said no. And
my parents aren't animals.
But wait, did they feel like they would have to abort you if they stayed in Mexico because of...
No, they just knew that, you know, somebody like me wouldn't get proper medical attention or opportunities.
Wow. Right.
And, disabled people are just still considered, treated as disposable. Mm. And I'm just basing that on recent ventures to Mexico where the people panhandling and, you know, all the panhandlers are disabled. You know, they're throwaways.
Right. I'm going to ask just really stupid, obvious questions because I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
I don't. No, but, you know, when you don't. I asked, who was our friend that I asked? Oh, well, I don't know if you were here, Travis. I asked really. It was a female to male trans, and I asked
Zeke Smith.
No.
Zeke, yeah.
Ian Harvey. Huh? It was before you, I think.
Oh, there's a
different. Oh, that's one of my dearest friends.
I love him to death.
Sweet. Sweetie.
So attracted to him. Anyway, it's a thing.
I know, he's so cute.
Oh my God, he's so hot. Anyway, but my point is I asked all the really dumb questions because I really just didn't know, you know, all the... But I mean, I just... Okay, so when you say disabled, you're saying that is the... Now, are there physical things that you have dealt with because of being a little person, and does every little person, or is this disability sometimes considered separate from being...
I think I really think it varies from person to person, you know. But listen, I'm not the mayor of Munchkin Land, so I can only.
That's fantastic. Good for you. We welcome you here.
And you didn't say Munchkin, so that's a good start.
We do not play that, Sean.
I think
we welcome you.
I mean, only I can only speak for myself, and you know, But I definitely identify as disabled. I mean, medically, we are disabled people.
Yeah.
By medical terms.
Right.
But it's like every time I leave my house, it's a physical challenge. You know, try going to the bank. All the counters are high. Try going to the butcher shop. Not that I do go to the butcher shop, but if I wanted to.
Right.
They can't see me between the glass. Sure. I'm like, you know, the ribs are like blocking the eye line. You know, they can't see me.
I imagine
driving a car.
Stepladder business has gone insane.
Oh, you have no idea how many stepladders I have. I rent a storage unit just for my stepladders.
Right.
I can't go and just rent a car. You know, I can't just jump in a car.
Even a Mini, even a Mini Cooper?
I used to own a Mini Cooper till I totaled it.
Uh-oh.
On my way to shoot Celebrity Wife Swap, ironically. But
you played Margaret Cho's husband.
Yeah. My pedals fell off and I hit the car in front of me.
I hate when that happens.
I know, it's the worst. So special extended, and like everything in my life has to be modified.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So fuck yeah, I'm disabled.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing normal about this.
But do you have physical pain and things that you deal with?
I do. Okay. I'm hurting right now. Thank God for the wine.
Wow.
No, I'm
such an enabler. She's like, no wine. I'm learning lines. I'm like,
No, well, I have a severe, and I didn't even know this till much later in life. I have a severe case of skeletal dysplasia. It means my entire skeleton is completely deformed, and it's caught up to me with age.
Oh, dear.
So, I'm in pain a lot. About 5 years ago, I lost my ability to walk because of my hip condition. I mean, like, I have dealt with a lot of difficult things.
And but you've done, obviously, physical rehab or something because you're...
Yes, yes. I got, physical rehab.
Yeah.
Even Margaret hosted a benefit for me because I didn't have health insurance. You know, as an artist. So I've dealt with a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I was younger, I was a professional dancer, ironically.
Not just a dancer. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. A burlesque dancer in five national tours of Dita Von Teese, the undisputed queen of burlesque.
Is this your first burlesque dancer down here in the basement?
I think so. What does that entail? What is burlesque? It's stripping and dancing at the same time.
It's not stripping, though. It's more...
I literally suggested. Can't walk and chew gum, so I don't know how you actually.
I think it's evolved into different forms of the original, you know, burlesque. But and now I mean, I don't do it anymore. It's not my jam. Because ultimately, I have a lot to say, and with burlesque, you really don't use your voice.
Yeah.
And I'd rather use my brains.
Well, okay, so let's talk about, obviously, toured the world with Margaret Cho numerous times, starred in The Cho Show, Wife Stop, the voice of Tia Rosita in the Golden Globe and Oscar-winning Disney movie Coco, which Travis was raving about, just said so much heart, so much...
We watched it
last
night.
Seen it, I'm sorry.
Dylan saw it in the theater with our nephew,
yeah.
And it didn't turn out well because of the 20-minute short.
Yeah.
There's nothing short about a 20-minute film before.
No, not for a four-year-old.
Don't talk to her about a short. You know, Travis, you are so inappropriate. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My comedy special is actually a short film.
Is it? I bet. What?
No. But it is an amazing movie. If you have not seen it, I suggest you go see it.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
All right. So this is a one-hour special coming up. Mm-hmm. I love it. It features your original biting, heartfelt perspective on being a little person, an atheist who's afraid of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's confusing.
Exactly. How do you think I feel?
And being married to a normal-sized man. All right, I just have to ask again the obvious vaginal questions. How big is he? Is it a problem?
It's not a problem, because unfortunately I have normal-sized vagina.
Oh, you? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That
sorry, fellas.
That is a... You know what? That is like some sort of weird vaginal gift of the Magi. That's fantastic. Okay.
Gift of the Magi. It's like one of my favorite stories. I'm going to cut my pubes and sell them.
I am only 3'9", but I'm literally all vagina.
Yeah.
And I love you.
That's not the title of the podcast.
Because, wait, you are newlywed. This is very exciting, like a year and a half.
Yes.
OMG. Margaret Cho, as you said, maid of honor. You're maid of honor?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then she wrote a beautiful song. She wrote a beautiful song for us and sang it at the ceremony. It was wonderful.
I'm getting to my love, if you don't mind. He is a sommelier.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
How much do you think these are my new best friends?
Yeah. No, oh, my God, are you kidding? Yeah. Oh, I bet he'd love to... do a wine tasting for you.
What? I would hate that.
Oh, shit.
No. I couldn't pause. When is good for you, too?
He's painfully available.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm projecting my availability.
No, you are, but it was so fun. I was so struck that you are so super pretty. I mean, you're just pretty and smart. And I don't even know how to say it like this, but this show you did a while back, Don't Laugh at Us, features uncensored comedy from comics with disabilities. I just thought, what is more important in Donald Trump's America? Where literally anyone that's viewed as even a tiny bit different, trans people in the, you know, in the military, gay people, brown people of any kind, Native American people.
Basically anybody who's not a fat, bald, white guy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Which is, no offense, its own disability.
That's hilarious.
But you actually said the show is my response to Donald Trump's demeaning and degrading attitude towards people with disabilities. I can't imagine what any sentient human thought when he was physically mocking that reporter.
Well,
and then lied about it like he does about everything when he's doing the exact thing with his hand that the guy's disability is.
What's even more... Oh, what
right,
a baby.
Right? Bark of truth.
Yep. He's what's even more disturbing... What's even more disturbing is that people voted for him after he mocked the New York Times reporter with a disability.
I swear to God, of all the things he did or said, that one to me was like the,
That was the ultimate, there's no turning back from this, there's no redeeming this. So my own relatives voted for him after that. Wow. It's like, betrayal.
My mom turned 96 today, she's my 96-year-old Trump voting Fox News watching Republican mom.
Oh my God. And, yeah. Well, she's got 96 on her side.
Yeah.
But I have like relatives who are my age or younger. And
they're Mexican?
And they're Mexican. Talk about self-loathing.
Okay. I need to regather myself.
Meanwhile, I invited them to my show.
Well, you said I decided the best way I can respond is to put together a comedy show because that's the world I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Laugh at Us was the first comedy show of its kind.
Don't Laugh at Us, a special comedian's comedy special.
Right.
Sorry, I got to get that in.
A special, really special, special.
Uh-huh.
Okay. On a very special
There's
episode.
Never been a lineup where every single performer has a physical disability. But you also talked about it wasn't preachy or angry or politically correct.
It's not at all.
Yeah, I mean it.
Not at all. Not at all. I just wanted to provide a platform where people can see that we, you know, disabled people can be just as fucked up as anyone else. And hilarious, you know. I had people who came out to the show, they were apprehensive because they're like, oh, I was afraid it was going to be like, you know, a sad sack kind of event.
Yeah.
But they laughed their asses off, like nothing had to do with our disabilities. You know, we're just, we, everybody, it's just about having a sense of humor. You don't need to be, you don't, wait, too much wine. I'm on an empty stomach.
You have had... I had literally,
you know what? I
literally
really
like a half a thimbleful of.
I was just gonna say. Anyway, I know
a friend of mine. You're talking about the show with disabilities. A friend of mine, he went to a show and he was in London called Drag Syndrome.
Oh, that's hilarious!
Have you heard of it?
No, but that's funny.
It's.
I love the title.
It's all people with Down syndrome.
Oh wow!
It was an entire show, and he said. It was life changing. They were so into it. And he's like, and he also got Me Too'd by a drag queen.
I always loved. Awesome. I always loved Jerry Jewell. Was a trailblazer.
Yeah,
you know, I love her. I mean, I've you know, had her on my shows as well. And she's, but I just feel like it is so more necessary than ever now in Donald Trump's America, which has just become this horrifying sort of.
It is, but, you know, I have to add, even on, which is why I do what I do, because even on the liberal side of things, disabled are rarely, if ever, included in the diversity conversation.
Right. No, so you're right.
We get it on both ends. It's like, what the fuck is everyone's problem with a disabled?
Right.
You know, even the liberal side, you know, they only focus on, like, race, gender, sexual orientation, right. Not a peep about disabled.
Right. You're so, like, what the fuck,
so
man?
Like,
my spine looks like a piece of origami. Can I get a fucking amen over here? Can I get a what?
No, Stephanie.
I mean, what? You know, seriously. So no one takes shit like the like us.
Yeah, I know. No, it's true. But so which part of you is more offended? The little person, the disabled, or the Mexican part? Because it has become a fucking Lord of the Flies in Donald Trump's America. Yeah. If you watch that footage... Travis, I know you and I don't know, maybe we just, I don't know if we disagree.
I'm not sure
what footage is in any way exculpatory. Did you see them yelling, first of all, harassing the girl first, saying it's not rape if you like, if you enjoy it. Them in blackface at a basketball game taunting black players. Then I get it that people were yelling, black Israelis were yelling epithets at them.
Right.
But then... they were clearly taunting the Native American. They were not supporting him.
I could not even watch that.
They were doing
so
tomahawk
sick.
Chops and
disgusting, disgusting.
And you know they were jumping up, down, like they're like, they're not enjoying the drumming. They were mocking him and they were smirking, and it was
so
just
sick.
Like, ugh.
But the reason I was arguing against it is not defending them in any way, shape, or form. But what we have done is we've made them martyrs to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And on the left, we're outraged. On the right, they're celebrating these
guys. Yeah, but isn't that the same thing that Trump has done every time? Is he? It's not just the horrible him calling her Pocahontas, and it's okay for kids to do this. But then it's like lie about it, and say fake news, and say it's all, you know, liberal media. And you're like, no, we've all known little high school douchebags.
Yeah, there's one in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's all an excuse to be a racist asshole.
Yeah.
You know.
No, just, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just amazing how Trump supporters will support him under... there's nothing he can do as long as they're allowed to be outwardly racist.
Well, they keep going, stop calling everybody that's a Trump supporter racist or anyone that wants the wall racist. Like, really? Well, then how come all your little douchebag fucking kids chant build the wall at anybody brown?
All they got to do is not behave like a racist and they've got my attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no,
that's
exactly.
Really hard for them to do, though.
Yeah, well, it's impossible.
Well, and it's also, I think a lot of Trump supporters feel like at least there's somebody I can pick on. There's somebody beneath me in this food chain.
Yeah.
I may be poor, I may have a heroin addiction, but at least I'm not that guy.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like that's what's going on with the Trump supporters out there.
Selena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfecto.
I've had more wine now.
It always happens.
It's like Donald Trump's when he talks about heroin.
Heroin?
Heroin.
It's like, we've got this.
Right.
Heroin alone.
Yeah, or Lou Dobbs, fictional Mexican city of Flanarn.
Guatemala.
Okay. Do you know that city? It's in the caravan. It's on the way from the caravan.
That's
you know.
Hilarious. No, I don't know it, but I know it now. But you know what? I have to go back to, I never answered your question, and I feel it's important for me to address it.
Yes.
About, do I feel stronger about being a little person or being Mexican?
Yeah.
You know, in
this, well, no, I just meant who do you feel more discriminated, disabled, Mexican, or
disabled,
little person?
Hands down. Hands down. Okay. To me, just being Mexican alone without a disability, that's a fucking cakewalk. Are you kidding me? Because, and here's what proves it. Everyone's up in arms about the wall. Where was the outrage when Donald Trump mocked the disabled reporter?
Well, there was, but why wasn't
but not
it
like
enough?
The, not like the wall. Not remotely. It was There was like an outrage for about a minute, and then everybody forgot about it.
Because he did something else dickish to distract
But he still continues. I mean, he tops himself, so it's impossible to keep up with him. But that's why it's like, I'm still fucking pissed, and I'm not going to shut up about it.
Yeah. No, everything. Disabled, woman, Mexican.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you name it.
The other.
He has said something horrible about, I mean, he is, okay, I don't even want it, the most divisive person
ever.
Yeah,
just empowers evil. I just, ugh.
Can we talk about you being an atheist who's afraid of ghosts? What is that about? So what do you think ghosts are if you...
You played a ghost in a movie.
I did! Oh my God, I've done a low-budget horror.
Are you going to do a poltergeist about this house is clear? Because that would also be inappropriate, because that was an entirely different little person.
Said the joke, not me.
I know, I love how she just threw you under the bus.
Yeah, she totally did. It happens all the time. That's what the executive producer job is.
Okay, go ahead.
Zelda Rubinstein, God bless her.
God bless her soul.
God bless her whole soul.
Which is probably haunting someone's TV right fucking now.
If they're lucky.
No, no yes. offense.
She was adorable.
She was.
She was really sweet. Wait, what?
Hmm? Huh? Oh, why what? You're an atheist? Huh? It's afraid of ghosts. Why? I'm afraid of Barbara Hershey and the Entity. Have you seen that one?
Oh my God, I love that movie.
She got raped by a.
I love that movie.
That's the only reason you knew that the Entity was there and was raping
Hilarious.
Her.
Hilarious!
You can hear the sound effect. Run.
Well, I'm afraid of ghosts because I like to get really stoned and paranoid.
Oh.
And watch ghost hunting shows. So then I shit my pants.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's more information than I needed.
That's in common with Stephanie.
But you know what?
I think that's pretty much a ghost killer. Ghosts are like, oof, no.
But you know what, though? Even ghost hunting shows, which I love to watch, because to me it's really fun to get scared. Because I like to challenge myself, because I don't believe in this. But then once I'm stoned, I'm like, oh, maybe, you know
maybe
what?
I
don't know. Maybe it's true. But then it brings me to this question. And on those ghost hunting shows, why is every single haunting some Victorian white bitch? They never feature.
That's true.
They never feature ghosts of color.
Because they got a lot of fucking issues. Like they can't even work them out in therapy. We can't work them out in therapy. We gotta. I still have some thoughts about what you did to me.
We solved something here. Ghosts, it's white guilt that keep them here.
Oh, that's good.
I'm gonna go with that.
That's good. I mean, just because I can't believe we're underrepresented in a haunted house. That's all I gotta say.
Right. I think that's what it is, because we never, ever get over a grudge. White women. Right?
That's
we're just
funny.
Like, we haunt. I will haunt all my exes. I can't believe.
Remember that time.
Remember.
Never let you forget
it's
it.
It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
This is my
this
ghost
is the lesbian
voice.
Ghost. It's
this
not what you said, voice. It's how you said it. She's not going to trash your house. She's just going to nag you.
Why are you being so distant?
Just it was your
it
just
was because
your
I'm
tone.
Dead. Just because I'm dead. Oh, you would say that because you have a fear of intimacy.
No, it was your tone.
All right, can we? All right, let's move on to your speaking of which, wow, this is just one hair-raising tale after your terrifying near-death experience while having sex on memory foam. What's that about? What happened?
Well, my husband and I, we bought a, don't be jealous, but we recently bought a king-size memory foam mattress. And we did a lot of research before buying it, and everything.
Did he just, like, pile drive you into it until you were just like...
Well, he did. Well,
like, and then he couldn't find you?
Well, memory foam.
And it was
foam.
Like, Dr. Leakey, I can't find her.
Well, with memory foam mattresses, there's no coils, so there's no bounce. And I was, if you can imagine our position, because the mattress wrapped around my face, and I couldn't breathe. And he couldn't hear me gasping for air, so I thought I was going to die.
He's like, did you say that was good? God damn, you're
no, well,
good.
I yelled at him. I yelled at him that I couldn't breathe.
Like a little dust mite.
Stephanie.
You mean a dinosaur?
What? We decided early on this was going to be completely inappropriate because you're okay with it.
I'm more than okay with it.
That's her whole shizzle, man.
That's also owning it.
Yeah.
Yeah, own it. You can't take it away from me.
So wait, how did it...
No, and really, you know, I'm older, so I'm like, I have a tough skin.
So how did it end, the memory foam
incident? When I finally peeled it off my face, it was the mattress wrapped around my face like an alien face hugger.
Right.
And I peeled it off my head, and I yelled at him. I'm like, get off. And he's like, shut up, I'm trying. So look, the point is I see what you did there.
Boom. I see what you did there. That was an orgasm joke. No, I'm like, get off me entirely because I'm...
The point is we're doing
it in
the kitchen.
Yeah, what?
So the point is we do it in the kitchen now.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, no memory foam. That would be...
No, that thing is murder.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I don't recommend a waterbed either because that's like a whole fucking...
We're sponsored by Casper. You should look into Casper.
Yeah,
practices.
I think so. Yes. Exactly.
I'll take a Casper if they're giving them.
It's a ghost, you know.
No, that's right.
Since we've done everything inappropriate on this podcast,
keep
so far,
it going.
You were asked about the entertainment industry exploitation, obviously, portraying little people as leprechauns, elves.
Yep.
Fantasy creatures. You said, as much as I begrudge some gigs I've had to do for survival, playing a Christmas elf can actually be a pretty good gig. I'd rather be an overpaid holiday clown than look for a straight job.
That's true. Look, the reality is I suck at normal jobs. I was like, I can't work without supervision or supervision. It's like, look, I there could be worse ways to make a living. But I honestly, as a disabled person, employment is even tougher. You know, 10% of the unemployment population are disabled people. And that's simply because employers don't give us the opportunity based on sight alone.
Yeah.
And when there was a study done that proved that disabled people make 70% better employees because we're so fucking grateful for the job. We don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So so we got to do shit like this, you know, holiday clown.
Listen, the way my house is structured, you would be much better in that job than Travis just because he really can't fit under that thing.
It's a mansion.
And just on that alone.
I'm floating in
Stephanie
here.
Louise. All right, let's play Offensive or Not Offensive, the movie Elf with Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. The movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
I love that movie.
I loved it, too.
I think it's beautiful, enchanting, adorable, sweet. I love that movie.
Okay, Chelsea Handler having little people on her show calling them nuggets. Offensive or not offensive?
Nugget is cute, but her, like, she pretty much dehumanizes little people. Yeah. And the thing is, she's a comic. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything. You just poke fun at anything you can do. So go for it. I think it's up to the little people to speak up for themselves.
Okay. Listen, this I will admit to. My love is mini bands. offensive or not offensive? Is it bad that I want Mini Kiss to play at my fictional wedding?
Because No, because you're helping them pay their rent.
Okay.
Nobody's a hostage here. Nobody's enslaved into, like, having a minivan.
Okay, offensive or not that we sped up the tapes to say it's a minivan because offensive? Not offensive.
I'm personally not offended. But you know what? That's what they get for calling themselves a minivan.
Mini Gaga, by the way, also is like mini Britney Spears. She's multi-talented.
Yeah, she does a lot of different personalities.
Do you know her? That was also offensive that I would just assume you know her, but I really want her to sing at my wedding.
I have something to say about that. I used to be so offended, people always assuming I knew every little person in town.
Oh, people, but, like, I'm gay. They're like, oh, you're gay. I know a gay woman. You'll love her.
Right.
I know one gay woman.
But then the reality is once I started getting into the business and going to auditions, I realized, holy shit, they really do know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody does know each other. I'm just the one who doesn't.
Yeah.
But whatever.
You're the new kid on the block.
Yeah, you know, not bad for an old gal. But I do have to say, though, I'm never offended as long as some little person is making money.
Yeah.
And they're doing it on their terms.
I don't know why. Well, I also, I'm sorry, I don't know why. Travis, you know this is true. I am obsessed with many horses and many...
Oh, yes. The best.
I was on a bike trip in Santa Barbara, and there was a mini, you know, like animal farm, and I literally drove my bike into a fence because there was a mini, and then there was a literally...
Was it
a mini horse farm, and I lost my shit.
You need to give me the directions. I love anything mini.
That's my dream, is to retire with my fictional partner and have a mini animal farm somewhere in wine country. They have mini pigs, mini goats, mini horses.
The only thing that won't be small are the wine bottles.
Did you ever...
I want a pygmy goat.
Did you ever see Cuddles, the blue-eyed...
No.
Mini horse, the guide horse with the, he wears the sneakers and he has blue eyes.
Oh my
Cuddles,
god.
The mini guy.
Oh my god.
She's obsessed with Cuddles.
Oh my god. Cuddles is gonna ease me into retirement.
So sweet.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing offensive about something small and adorable.
Sir Mix-a-Little? Sir,
was that Cuddles? There's
no, Cuddles. Sir Mix-a-Little. Help.
She's gone to Cuddles. He's going for Cuddles.
No, I know. I'm distracting him with other things. No, I didn't realize how many mini bands there were. There's Mini Queen, there's Mini Kiss.
Oh, I didn't know there's a Mini Queen. That's hilarious. Wait, is this real?
No. Okay, no, that is inappropriate. However, there is a Mini Kiss for sure.
She's obsessed with Mini Kiss, so then her fans start sending her other mini bands.
And then there is Mini Queen, which I'm also obsessed with.
Oh my god, I need to Google Mini Queen. Oh my god. They're like a mini Freddy.
They already have a little, like a mini Schroeder piano already.
Oh my god.
Okay. No, I'm not. As Travis, I don't actually think it's offensive. I have a lifelong love of mini. Okay, can I? All right, let me tell you a story. You know Fran and Bill, my friends.
Yeah.
We were in Robin Trish.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We were having dinner right up the street, mm-hmm. right? And Fran, my friend who has they have horses, she was like, there's a mini horse at my stable just had a baby named Tucker. And I literally, it was like E.F. Hutton. There was a skidding sound. And I was like, we must go right now before it gets any older. And so we did immediately. We got the check immediately, and we went to see Tucker, the mini horse pony.
Did you try to kidnap it?
I did not. But anyway, I've had a life ever since I saw Cuddles, the mini guide horse. I'm just obsessed with mini animals.
All thing mini is just fucking adorable,
right?
Sorry, there's nothing offensive about that.
Okay,
well, that's like the thing I'm upset. Have you heard of Klee-Kai? Do you know what Klee-Kai is?
No, I don't.
I want to ride Cuddles up the aisle when I get married, and mini. Somebody's gonna play Mini Kiss, Mini Gaga, Mini somebody. Mini Gaga playing, saying Born This Way.
Yes. Now, Klee-Kai are miniature huskies.
Oh, get out. I'm gonna cry.
Wait, Steph, you just lost it.
I almost spit wine all over
mini
my box.
Mini huskies?
Yes.
They exist?
Yes.
It's a mythical thing. I'm gonna die. Now I need to go volunteer at the rescue.
But you're like, no, not for the other ones, just for the mini huskies.
Yeah, oh my god. And by the way, I'm a crazy dog mom. Actually, I'm such an intense dog mom. My husband and I, we started a dog treat business.
Uh-huh.
But what really motivated us is that we donate, we personally go to the dog shelter and give each dog treats once a month.
Right.
And that's really the motivating factor behind it. So I want to plug at brownbagdogtreats.com.
What, and you told me a black lab.
Yes,
mix.
She's a mix, and she's a tiny little lab. She's full grown. She's 5
years. Don't say anything about her being tiny, Travis.
Uh-huh. She's a mini lab. She's a... Oh, my God. Look at that.
That's a full-grown Klee-Kai.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Stop it. I've seen those at the dog park. I didn't realize it's a...
They're not puppies. They're full-grown.
Oh, my God. I thought it was a puppy. Okay, that's what I need. I need a sled with 12 of those guys. Oh, my God. I'm picturing the photo shoot. Somebody please do
listen
it.
Listen to me very...
I know someone's a breeder.
Listen to me very carefully. Seleni, listen to me very, very carefully.
I'm all ears.
I feel
when
like...
Gone,
I'm all
Travis
ears.
Can
I'm
tell you
ears.
I've had a bad...
Life?
Yes. And my point is, don't you feel like you mm-hmm. and your fantastic sommelier husband
mm-hmm.
could find me a wife and then we can settle down on a mini animal farm in wine country in Santa Barbara and live happily ever after?
Yes, only...
And like a commune?
Oh my God, yes please. Yes please.
What? I'm not fucking around
here.
You
know what? Me neither. I'm going to keep my thinking cap on. I know a lot of wonderful women. I do.
Really?
I do. You know, I used to be a real, like, I don't know what the term is, a les hag. I used to like hang with the best in the 90s.
What's the fag hag? What's the other term, Travis?
I don't know what the lesbian version. Lesbian half friends?
A lesbez?
Lesbez.
Let's go for it.
That. That's cute.
Because she's little, like a Pez dispenser. She's a lesbez. What? Travis
You
Louise,
know what? Now
you
I,
know
I,
what? This is all your fault.
I need to change the title of my show. It should be Lesbez. I was thoroughly embraced by the lesbian community.
Well, I bet you were.
I love me a lesbian like you have no idea.
Well, that's not like me, but okay.
Yeah. All no, right. no, not like you, unfortunately.
Not like you with your jumbo-sized vagina. She is 3'9" in all vagina. We have covered it, Travis. Don't act like this is new news.
Hey, don't scare my husband. Okay. Come on. Come on.
Has he ever used the phrase hot dog in a hallway? Has he ever used broomstick in a garbage can? What? Travis, she brought it up in her show that she has a normal size vagina.
Hey, I'm just a disabled guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, Travis? For the first time, fuck you. I see my future. I see my future in Santa Barbara in wine country with her sommelier husband, and I'm riding cuddles.
Okay, tell me, do you prefer butch, femme?
Femme, very femme. Lipstick okay. lesbian, very lipstick. Yes.
All right. Duly noted, thinking cap on.
Pretty, feminine, smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, just like you.
Likes politics.
Oh, thank you.
You're right.
I'm like, you just described every
political
lesbian
nerd.
I've ever met.
Political
pretty,
nerd.
Pretty, smart, together, oh, yeah.
Really? All right, I haven't met them. Okay, listen, I can't. Okay, Jamie, I know.
Oh,
it's she is too much. All right, listen, if you are listening and you're in L.A., you must go see Selene Luna. Pretty special.
Selene. That was the wine talking.
Now I'm drunk.
Okay.
At the LGBT
Give
Center.
Give me the keys.
The Lily Tomlin, Jane Wagner LGBT Center here in Los Angeles, directed by Margaret Cho. Is there anything I just said that is not the most fantastic thing you've ever heard? I don't think so.
Thank you. And I'd like to add, we are not making a dime. All proceeds.
Going to homeless gay youth here in LA.
Yes, come on. Let's help the kids out one life at a time.
She gives and she gives until her spine fucking hurts. For
I'm
you.
I'm wasting away, you guys, just for you.
Jesus.
And by the way, where can we follow you at on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Please follow me on Twitter. It's Selene Luna. And on Instagram, Selene _Luna. I'm not on Facebook. I'm just crotchety about Facebook. I can't do it.
All right, that's fine.
It's fair.
Fine.
I can't do it.
And if you support my dream of settling down with Selene and her sommelier husband in wine country with a mini horse farm where I am married, riding in on Cuddles, the mini horse, too many gaga born this way, I'll let you know. I'm thinking about a GoFundMe for that, but you know what? It's complicated.
How do you go fund a wife?
I don't know. Just do it. Just do it. She says she knows. She's going to help me.
We'll put out the feelers. I'll plant a seed with Margaret. She also knows a lot of beautiful lesbians.
Yes. Let's go, Margaret. Jesus, you slacker. I just toured with you. What's your deal?
Mm-hmm.
Don't bogart all the bitches.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Right. Let's go. Thank you so much. This was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
This fantastic. Look at this if you're watching on the video thing. Selene Luna, pretty special. And support her on Twitter. Support everything she does just because she's going to be in my future.
Y'all going to live together on a mini horse.
Yes,
I'll
on
be,
a commune.
I'll be your
a liberal
friend.
Hippie commune.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, that's the dream.
With her sommelier husband. Happy hour. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you too.
You're the shit.
Thank you so much, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.